Hey guys, we are back, and we are not just back, we are back with a vengeance. What an epic week of fishing down in KZN. Guys, it has been truly incredible, phenomenal, amazing, whatever epic words you can think of. KZN this past week, over this long weekend and into this week, has truly had it. I mean, I spent the whole of last night rescaling images of fish, and pardon the pun in that, but there was such a variety of species that has come out. I mean, I usually don't mention this in my intro, but I'm going to mention it, right? This week in KZN, we have had Pompano, we've had Stumpies, Shad, Cob, Triple Tail, Cooter, Snook, Dorado, Grunter, Bass, Trout, an array of non-ed action. It has had all of it. Everyone that I have spoken to that has been out fishing over this past week has got those rods bending on KZN, and this is on all facets. Guys, we are in for an epic show, and we are going to tell you what the predictions are for this weekend, so stay tuned to the latter half of it. But for now, I'm just too amped to start the show, so I'm going to take care of my housekeeping and we are going to get right into it. So guys, this show could not be brought to you without our sponsors, the Kingfisher. They are truly remarkable in getting us this content. Our reporters on the ground, most of them work for the Kingfisher. They are in the stores. And these are the stores you can go and chat to them about how to get these species we are going to be talking about.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, this week, like I was saying in my intro, I am super excited. It has had everything. Now, we are in for a damper of a weekend. So I cross my fingers and toes and whatever it may be that you are going out fishing today. Today being the 4th of April, 4th of the 4th, 24. Get out there and fish. We have literally about 4 hours this afternoon to go and make it happen because we are going to get some rain this weekend. It is going to be windy. It's going to be wet. It's going to be a bit uncomfortable, but in a moment, I'm going to play you Adam's clip as to where the fish were coming out this weekend down the South Coast. And you are going to realize that even though the conditions are not as favorable to go out fishing, you'll never know what you're going to get, and you'll never know in which water conditions you're going to get them in. So guys, let's get right into it, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam. And this is his fishing report.
Good day, Vinesh. And fellow anglers, wow, guys, what a few days has made a difference in terms of the fishing on the South Coast. So as we reported last week, things were pretty slow, not much happening, not much excitement. But wowee, this week has just been on point. The amounts of fish that has come out from edibles to non-edibles, from the Transkei right up towards where we are on the South Coast, has just been insane, absolutely insane, Vinesh. I just don't know what's happened. It's a case of, I don't know, maybe some fairy godmother just dropped some magic spice in the water and all of a sudden the fish just went, yep, we're going to eat, or what happened. But it was absolutely bonkers. What a good week it's been for some, and for others, not so great, unfortunately. I know it was the Easter weekend and I hope everyone had a good time, but we had pretty much brown water throughout the whole South Coast. There was a few patches here and there of a bit of cleaner water, but yet some guys did fish in it and didn't get any fish, and some did fish in the brown water or the mud water, if you wish to call it Finnish, because it looked like that in certain places, and the guys got fish. So I really don't know. It's getting to the point where it's just like, yeah, just predict something and something will happen, and hopefully you're going to be right. Right, but yeah, it's been really good on the South Coast this week, Vinesh. I mean, the guys that have caught fish definitely can't complain. It's just, yeah, it's just been phenomenal. So starting down in Imgazan, we're going far, far south. I had the really good friend of mine, Jerome, and a whole bunch of mates that went down recently. They got themselves some absolutely tanks of shark from decent size hammers, nice little size grays, and some Zambies, Vinesh. I mean, holy cow, you know, the bite was definitely there. Especially if you had a swim bait in the water, you were going to get yourself a big pull and a big non-ed. And that's exactly what happened. Now, moving a little bit higher up to Port St. John's, I see the guys have been getting a bit of grunts in the river. And that has definitely been a target species at the moment, as we've had a lot of sardines bait-wise in the boxes head down to that side because the guys have just been getting grunter. So very, very nice to see. And also talking about sardines, definitely a lot of baits in the water down the Umgazan Transkei area where the guys have been seeing some shoals down there. Now, it's definitely not the shoals that we see during the sardine run, if you wish, but nice to see some bait fish back in the water in that area again. Nice to see them hanging around. So that's obviously why these guys got the pulls down there and got the bites, because there was a bit of bait down in the water. Moving up to our side, though, from Port Edward further up, we've had a bit of cob caught recently down in Port Edward. Adolf getting himself a really nice one on paddle tail. And yeah, the fish have been on the bite. So most of your deep water spots, the guys have been getting themselves some shad, some banded chalyun. We've got Mo with a nice diamond and a hound shark. We've got Calvin Brown with an awesome, epic springer, absolutely huge springer there. So well done, Calvin. Really, really good to see. We've had a few smaller cob around as well in the Ramsgate and Margate area. We've had a bit of blacktail, small bit of shad, and some crayfish popping up in Margate Pier. So nice to see the old lady, as we call her, catching a bit of fish and a few small grays there as well. And also had a bit of snook and Impton 20 off the kayaks. The guys have been getting some snook down on the south coast, so they are around, guys. So nice to see. We've also had a couple of banded chalyun, a couple of nice zebras, cave bass, or lanterns if you wish, and some bronze bream down on the side, and a few rockhard that have popped up, Vinesh, again, in this brown water. So we've got Nathan with the small gray as well. So yeah, Hugo with the big hound. So the fish have been around definitely down on the south coast. So can't complain entirely, but the fish have been here. And nice to see the snook around, and even the guys on the ski boat seeing a bit of cooter and having some good bottoms and stuff. So even with that brown water, there's a nice color line, deep sea. So yeah, it's definitely, go and fish, you're going to get a fish, but you've got to put in the hours, Vinesh. You've got to have that fresh bait. Chokka in particular being almost the number one bait at this stage down here for your eds and non-eds, particularly those grays and those hounds. They've just been murdering those. And mullet always, as we know, for hound sharks just work the best. So yeah, guys, if you get your hands on some mullet or some fresh chokka, you come down to the south coast, you're going to get a good pull. You're going to get a good bite. Now, that being said, looking towards the weather, hopefully, Vinesh, fingers crossed, eyes crossed, toes crossed, as we always say, that the weather's going to be good. Now, we've had a lot of days of northeast, as we know, recently, and it looks like it is going to stop. So this week's fishing so far looks to be good during the week come Wednesday when that northeaster stops. And we have a southwest blowing, which is good, with a predicted strong southwest for Friday. So we might see a bit of a calm and settled ocean for the week ahead, hopefully, Vinesh. But looking at a bit of a future cast on most of the apps, which again, is just a prediction, guys, it looks like it's going to be a bit blustery of a southwester Friday afternoon, late into the evening, and a bit of a small northeaster blowing on the weekend. So it might not be too bad. We might have a bit of more of a settled sea, a bit more calmer waves, and maybe some sand that just disappears for a bit. But even at this stage, with all that sort of brown water around, the guys are still getting the fish. So I don't know, Vinesh. I don't know. It's a leprechaun. You ever got to the end of the rainbow and found that pot of gold? I don't know. I'm still searching, Vinesh. But yeah, let's just wait and see. Otherwise, guys, have an awesome up and coming weekend. Tight line, stay safe, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Buddy, after all those species that you have mentioned, I think that leprechaun is sitting somewhere down the south coast. I mean, it has been absolutely amazing where you are, and you've virtually listed every species I could think of that I could catch at this time of the year. So yes, the weather conditions are looking a bit iffy. It's going to be wet, it's going to be windy, but like you said, you know, these are predictions. It could settle, the sea would settle. Whether we can fish it is another matter. Let's wait and see. But one thing we do know for sure is that while we've got this wind off opportunity this afternoon and a little bit tomorrow, let's get out there and get those rods bending. Now, let's move on down to Warner Beach and the entire Ilovo stretch. We are with Gary, and Gary has seen some nice pompano over this week, along with a few other species. This is his report of what's been going on over that entire Ilovo stretch.
Good day, chaps. It's Gary here at Longlast Kingsbury stretch. Good day to you all. Yeah, over the long weekend, the first day of the decent sea, after the east sea died, there were a couple of fish came out. On the second day, quite a few pompano came out. The ones that I know about were sort of a kilo and a half to 5 kilos. That was sort of around the areas where there's a bit of rock, a rock in the water, and, you know, one stumpy, decent stumpy, and a couple of other edible fish. Also a couple of sandies that sort of, I'm just estimating from what people are telling me, 8 kilo sort of size. You know, when that southerly blow comes through tonight, maybe, and get in quickly, and, be bound to get a couple of those pompano with a bit of prawn and chocker and sea lice, that type of bait. Along this beach below me here, you're very far from the water at the moment, so fishing over sort of a highish tide, you simply can't get to the water, get it in the wash. Yeah, so it's all around the rocks, places like Mothall and Warners and Doonside, you'll get you'll get those pompano. There seem to be quite a number of them. And until next week then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. I'm glad to hear that it has been about time that we got some fish in your area and that you had some good species to talk about, especially that pompano. They have certainly been on the bite, and thank you for giving us a heads up as to where to get them, around the rocks. Guys, if you want to see these images, check it out on our YouTube channel. We have got an array of pompano images for you to have a look at and see where these guys were getting those fish. Now, let's move on down to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler, and the good times continue to roll. Here is their report of exactly what's been going on over this past week.
How's it, guys? Yes, happy Easter to everybody, and I hope you guys managed to get to the beach. There wasn't a lot of fish on the beaches, a couple pommies. There was quite a few cob in the Blue Lagoon area in the dirty water. Virginia had a few pommies, stumpies, no big flatties or grey sharks there. The Durban beachfront had the odd grey on it with a couple shad and some small fish around. But yeah, the water temperatures were very high. I see from today, being Tuesday the 2nd, the water temperature has dipped beautifully. So I think that this evening there should be some bite in the beaches, eh? With the water temperature cooling down like it is, I think we should get some bite. Coming forward to the weekend, Thursday night doesn't look too bad at all. The water stay cool, the sea should be quite flat, so I think we'll get a bite there as well on the beaches. But yeah, the beaches, because of how hot it was, the water, it was a bit quiet on the long weekend. But saying that, Oaks knocked the snook, knocked the cooter. They did some good fishing on the boats on the weekend. I saw quite a bit of fish pictures, all sorts, mixed bags, from some beautiful bottom fish up to Kuta, Sailies, one or two marlin around. It was a good bumper day on the boats on the weekend. In the bay, the guys are getting some lovely kingies. I saw a picture of what they call the blue kingfish this morning. Came out on a fly in the bay. So, yeah, the guys are getting some lovely fish in the bay. Kingy, Springer, Grunter. Some cob. I think if that massive rain they're talking about comes on Saturday and Sunday, then the bay will flush out again and we'll get the cob and the grunter feeding wild again in the bay. So, yeah, let's just hope everything works out. We don't get as much rain as they're forecasting, but we get some rain, get the rivers pushing down, get some bite going. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Our guys fishing report over the Easter weekend. Well, guys, on the bottom fishing side, it was actually pretty good, especially off in really strange places, like in the shallows of the Shlotis. There were some lovely, lovely proper-sized soldiers, proper-sized slingers, and some decent catface and yellow-belly rockhards. On the cooter side, yes, guys, they are definitely here at the moment, but there's a small little problem that, so are the sharks. So, guys, if you do hook a cooter, fight it like it's the last one you're ever going to catch, because the odds are that the sharks are going to come down to it. Yeah, we went down 5-0, But yeah, we'll keep on trying for them. On the tuna and the sort of side, guys, there are plenty, plenty bonnies. Now, these are great to stock up on and while they are here for the lovely cooter that are around, especially lots of small little ones, especially the number one and off the South Pier area. Yeah, so guys, good luck, tight lines, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a great report. What a great report from this week and, well, obviously the past weekend. And boy, are we, you know, crossing fingers that we still have a window this weekend. After hearing all these catches that are coming out and how amazing it was, it is so heartbreaking to assume that we're not going to really go out fishing. So, guys, there will be a few small windows of opportunity to go and get those rods bending. And when they are out there, please go and do it because the fish are here. Now, moving on up to the North Coast, guys, all those areas from Tungard Mouth right up to Richards Bay. Non-ed action has been quiet, which is, you know, kind of refreshing to report on. However, there has been a fair amount of stumpies. There's obviously the Pompano. It is that time of the year. With regards to Blightdale, Savika reported that there has been bronze bream the entire weekend. Tugela has seen a few cob, and Invoti has been producing cob on paddle tails. And then moving further up north, guys, there has been just purely reports of Pompano. And on your offshore side, well, it has been a cooter fest, of note. Now, I'm sure you have all seen the huge cooter that has come out of Richards Bay Skipper Club. Some guys were even saying it is so big it is photoshopped. Guys, I think it is real. It is said to be around 40 kilos. Unfortunately, I could not get through to the angler, nor could I get through to anyone at Richards Bay Skipper Club. So for now, go and check out those images. It's certainly something to marvel at. If you haven't seen it, check it out on our YouTube channel. As for the rest of the fishing, cooter is the talk of the town. The cooter are ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. However, just like Brad was saying, make sure to wind them in as though it is the last cooter you're going to catch, because the tax man is out there. Now, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater side of KZN, where things once again has been amazing. I've been chatting to one of my buddies, Josh, on the private dams. He has landed 111. Yeah, talk about a Nelson on bass. 111 bass coming out over this weekend off a private dam, but not just there. Albert Falls has been producing, Midmar has been producing, and apart from the bass, the Stillwater action is on fire, river action, the window is closing, so go out there and fish. As for the rest of the news, well, here is Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So, after the recent flurry of my doom and gloom posts noting that the current state of El Nino in the country, it is pleasing to note that the KZN is still in a much better position than other parts. There have been some late summer thunderstorms, which have dropped some really good rains over the last week or so, and some places have brought in more than 100 mils. So, while other parts of the country are seeing a water famine, KZN is currently experiencing a water feast. Of course, there will be the naysayers, saying that the rivers are shunting, dirty, but we'll take what we can get, as it will serve us well for the rest of the season before the dry spell of winter. So while the storms have put some of the rivers out of action for a wee while, there are others that are producing. The Bushman's River is having its praises sung by members of the Natal Fly Fishers Club after producing some good numbers of fish in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter bracket, and all the way through to the 15 to 17 inch, or 38 to 43 centimeter class. Reports from further afield mentioned that the Lateni was quote unquote sublime this past weekend, showing off its brown trout, and the Imzimkulu closer to Underberg was quote unquote full of life and giving up some of its rainbow trout. Trout rivers close at the end of May, guys, so there's still a good period of fishing to be had. To note that the South African Fly Fishing Association, or SAFA, will be holding the Senior A Nationals in the Camberg Valley on the 10th to the 14th of this month. Staying with the rivers, the recent flurry of scaly activity has unfortunately slowed down, with the lower sections of the rivers being blown out as a result of the rain. There was a report last week from the Mgeni River, however, that mentioned getting some good scaly. No mention of water temperatures, but if there's no more rain, there should still be a couple more opportunities for them before the water cools right down and they disappear for winter. The NFFC Stillwater Anglers also acquitted themselves well, with reports of fish in the 15 to 17 inch, or 38 to 43 centimeter, and 17 to 19 inch, or 43 to 48 centimeter classes. Nighttime temperatures are dropping, and along with the recent rains, which have helped the water temperatures drop down, which are now in the closer to the 20 degree mark rather than above the 20 degree mark. While fish should start feeding up now, generally looking for larger prey items like minnows and dragonfly nymphs with the coming of winter, but those waters not affected by runoff from the rains are reportedly crystal clean, so finer tippets and smaller flies will be the order of the day. The fishing at Albert Falls is apparently on the up once again. Local anglers Tyron McGarry and Don Marugan getting some good fish in the 1.5 to 2 kilogram range. Other reports indicate that there are plenty of bait fish around, with some smaller fish gobbling on them. With water temperatures still on the upside, Tyron also mentioned that there were good numbers of carp showing on the surface, and he was remiss at not taking his fly rod for having a throw at them. Local anglers Stephen Allen reported great fun with the bass at Midmar on fly, and his olive-backed pearl belly popper was doing the business. A reminder of the bass fishing events taking place this weekend. Round 3 of the 2024 Joey's Tournament Trail is on Midmar Dam, and the Crichton Fishing Competition will be fishing the waters around the Crichton Sports Club on Saturday. We look forward to reporting on what comes out at these events. After a lackluster couple of weeks and some hard fishing, Sterkfontein is back on fire, reports guide Mark Yelland. The first 3 weeks of April is usually a good time before winter temperatures start cooling drastically. So if a slab of Sturkey's Gold is still on your wish list for the season, it's time to head on up north. Mark recommends ant, beetle, and hopper patterns. So guys, tight lines to all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. That is exactly what it is. The best in advice. That was truly amazing, my friend. Great species coming out. Great reporting, letting us know exactly what is happening, when is happening, and what is coming up, especially with those events. It's definitely something to look forward to. And yeah, thank you for all those tips on what patterns would be working over this season as we get into autumn. So guys, that is our KZN report for this week. It has been wow. Absolutely wow. All our reporters coming back with great reports, catches from the area, everyone having a phenomenal Easter weekend. Perfect timing. It was a long weekend and everyone got out and got some fish. However, this weekend, it is not looking so positive. Like we said, it's going to be rainy. It's going to be uncomfortable. There's going to be a bit of wind. Well, a fair amount of wind. But there will be those opportunities to go out and fish, and this afternoon will be it. So this is another reason why you want to listen to this podcast as soon as you get that notification. And to get that notification, make sure to hit that notification bell on whichever podcast platform you are listening to this on. Make sure to subscribe, because when we bring this out, we are giving you the freshest news, just like right now. This is coming out at 9:30 this morning. We've got this afternoon to fish, and once that window closes, it is going to be pretty difficult to go out there and enjoy yourself. So stay tuned to the podcast. Make sure to get it, follow us on our social media pages. We post the links out there. And if not, let me know. Drop me an email, info@anglernews.co.za, and I will be sure to add you to our database. So make sure you get this report as soon as it is published. Guys, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm. Until next week, when you are out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.